Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. It's 4 years in the making, but the restoration of a church in Wesleyville devastated by a deliberate fire is set to get underway this fall. The Friends of Wesleyville Village have secured a $154,000 grant through the Ontario Trillium Foundation to finish restoring the interior of the historic building. Chairperson Kathy Dennis says it's been quite the process getting to this point.
There's a few things that we have to accomplish with this grant. First of all, we have to build a fire separation barrier between the lower floor and the upper floor, so the basement and the main chapel floor. So that'll take some work to so that if there's ever another fire, it won't burn down through. Second of all, we have to restore the ceiling of the main chapel, which was heavily damaged by smoke for the most part, but it's been taken down. And third, the money will be going towards restoring the walls. The walls were damaged through water, as you can imagine, and smoke, and the vestibule was completely destroyed at the main entrance, and that's what the money's going towards.
How excited are you to get this grant and proceed with the work?
We're pretty excited. Yeah. You know, it's been a few years since the fire actually occurred, but and for one reason and the other, it's taken us a while to get to this point. But we are excited. It means that it will allow us probably in a year or so to be able to welcome the public back into the church for events and programs and rentals, hopefully. We're not exactly sure when we're going to get it started. We're still finalizing which contractor we're going to use, etc. But it'll be about a year's worth of interesting times, and then we'll be ready to roll again.
Now, in terms of the interior, are you looking to restore it to its old self, or is it going to be modernized? How do you envision the end product?
I think it's going to look pretty much like it did the day that the fire happened. The Friends of Wesleyville Village had spent several years, mostly through volunteer labor, restoring it from 2009, and they basically took it back to again what it had been. Now that we're putting windows back in and have this grant to do the interior, I'm not sure that the vestibule itself will be there, but we have all the pews, which are being stored in the back of the church in the loft area, and they will be back in, and I think it'll look pretty much the same.
So let's talk about the fire. I mean, we're going to go back in history a bit here, but the fire itself, just lay it out to people who may not remember what was really damaged, the level of damage, and the reaction of how do you go about moving forward at that point?
So in Easter weekend in April of 2021, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday evening, I can't remember, some vandals piled some wood and things in front of the church door and let them set them on fire. It burned through the door. It burned through the floor once it got inside the building. The fortunate thing was that our caretaker's partner was on his way to work at 5 a.m. and saw the smoke when he came out of the house, which they rent on the property. And he called the fire department, and they arrived pretty darn quick. Unfortunately, they, in order to get into the church, they had to break the windows and do obviously what they do with water and chemicals, etc. So it was a bit of a shock. And
the fire's been put out. How do you guys move forward as
okay.
a group?
Okay, so obviously, Dan, we were in shock. It took, you know, a while for us to realize what had happened. We don't actually own that church. It's owned by the United Church of Canada, and we rent it, so we had to obviously work with them as well. But the first thing that happened, and it was spontaneous, with really no effort on our part, was the public started giving us money. Blake Holton, who used to own Holton's Flowers in Port Hope, and at that time still did, he put the word out that he was accepting donations for the restoration of the church. And people started donating because it's a beloved building. There's so many people that pass by that building on Lakeshore Road daily, and particularly on the weekends, that will stop and just say, wow, look at this 1860 church sitting here really in the middle of a naturalized area. So we had to immediately come up with some sort of plan and think about, okay, how do we start? We were very lucky to receive a donation from a local man and his wife to replace the front door and the transom window, which has been done now. And then the windows, we had enough money to restore the windows to get them basically Henderson Construction, whom we hired, they took the windows out. They've restored the wood, and Chris Montgomery of the Glass Works, I think her business is called, in Port Hope, has put new stained glass in, and I think there's maybe three or four of the windows are back in now of the eight.
Wow, that's amazing that the community really stepped up without even having to. They just said, this church is important to us. It's a landmark really in the Port Hope area. We got to support it. I mean, that there is just amazing.
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, we did not, the board itself did not launch a formal fundraising campaign of any sort. It basically, other than putting a sign up, you know, at the building saying fire damage through arson, if you'd like to donate, you know, our website type thing. And even up to this year, I can tell you there's been some pretty big interest in the community. We have a fellow in Port Hope who runs past that building almost on a daily business basis. And last week, he handed over a check for $3,000. Oh, and wow. Said, I want to give some money towards that. I've been watching that with great interest.
That's amazing. That's great. So 1 year it'll take to do the construction. You're going to hold a big party once it's over.
I would hope so.
You would. Well, I mean, I guess with all the community donation and support, you're going to have to, because yes, Everyone's interested.
We will. We already, during our annual fundraiser barbecue that we have every year, we opened the church that Saturday, and there were pretty much everybody, I think, that attended the barbecue, which was about 70 people, went inside and had a look. We had it open. Henderson Construction people were there. Our property chairperson, Robert Sculthorpe, was there, and they were fascinated by what was going on. So, yeah, they'll be expecting a bit of a party, I would imagine. I'm not sure what it'll be, but it'll be something special.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.